Hello friends, good morning. Hope all of you are doing well. Today we will study the system-based process to manufacture new products in manufacturing unit or the products which are to be manufactured after receipt of ECN from the customer or the design department in case of own product. Actually, for all practical purposes, when an engineering change is introduced in a product, the product should be treated as a new product. This helps in executing the ECN in a better manner. Now, let us go to defining the procedure to implement the production preparation, which should be in a systematic manner. Let us see the steps. This procedure of product development must start from the receipt of order from the client. It should continue up to the start of production at customer end. Step 1. The first step to execute this procedure is to create a team leader and his team dedicated for this development. Normally, the team leader of this type is the production head or the NPD head, new product development head, if any organization has a separate head. Then a separate folder in the systems of each and every team member must be created. This folder should contain all the records of evidence of execution of this procedure. It will be a kind of Bhagavad Gita for that particular plant for all the future new products. Now, next, step 2. This team must study the product design, then drawings in a pre-decided timeline. This time should be approximately 1/20th of the time pre-decided development time to SOP period. For example, if a product is to be developed in 60 days, then the study time should not exceed beyond 3 days. It must be noted that all the team members must understand the total process as per the APQP guidelines. APQP is Advanced Product Quality Procedure. Next step. If anyone wants, I can share the PPT or printed version of this lecture to anybody. Please don't note down, because it will divert your attention from the steps which I am explaining. This should follow the feasibility study of the product. Advisably, while conducting this study, the supervisors of each department should be included in the interaction to confirm the availability of all the manufacturing infrastructure. For example, you must have calibrated measurement equipments to eliminate any future measurement error. Then the dies and tools and fixtures required can be manufactured in existing infrastructure, readiness of all required machines, etc. for in-house making capacity, and the shortages, if any, therein. Next is, the roles of each team member must be defined. Now, the number of members of this team ideally should be 4 to 6 numbers, out of which a couple of members can look into the drawing and designing aspect. One member can look after to the manufacturing aspect, one or two, and another couple of members can be given the task of communicating with the top management and the customer about the day-to-day progress of the development. these are the broad rules. Then this team will determine that if there is any need of training to operators or skilled manpower, this need must be ascertained at the initial stage itself. Then, now that we have studied the drawings and design, the control plan for the procedure must be prepared by the team in time-bound manner. Say if this team is going to take around 3 days to study the drawing and designing aspect, then in next 3 days it must prepare the control plan. Then next is the top management, that is plant head onwards, has to be roped in. It must be taken into confidence. All this initial study and procedure and plan made must be presented to the top management, that is plant head upwards. This presentation must include the roadmap of manufacturing the product and the steps to be executed at customer end. The customer events must include the sample approval, the trial dates, and start of production at customer end. That is manufacturing of at least 2 pilot lots according to the timeline. In this presentation, the budget also must be included so that there should not be any hiccups while executing the production procedure on finance side. Then the quantity of the pilot lot must be predetermined with customer consent and it must be recorded. If needed, a MOM should be prepared with the customer and signatures must be put in on the paper. The budget involved, as I said, must be presented to the top management till the stage of clearance of second pilot lot as per the control plan. And MOM of this presentation along with signatures of all present must be a part of record. Then the frequency to consult the top management must be determined in the presentation. The frequency has 2 aspects. One is maybe regular interaction with the top management through emails or through WhatsApp postings or personal communication, maybe on daily predetermined time. And if you face any difficulty, that aspect will come later, then the top management must be roped in. The actual production then should start as per EPQP guidelines, and it must be recorded at every stage with evidence on record. Now, for example, I will give you a small example. If you are manufacturing a new part in a sheet metal shop, then it will first go on to the turret or any machine. All the evidences of inspection readings must be recorded at that point. Then it will go to press break for bending, then it will go to fabrication, then it will go to powder coating, and then it will come to packing. At every stage, number one, quality readings, measurement readings, And then the difficulties the operator, the supervisor is facing for this particular system. Then this evidence at created, generated at every stage must be reviewed by the project leader with the management for confirmation of and guidelines, if any. Next, now some kind of delay or some kind of hiccups are bound to occur when you manufacture some new product. This delay, when it takes place while conducting the production procedure, it must be captured on record. When you face the first delay, it must be studied by the team thoroughly. It should halt the production for the time being. And the management must be taken into confidence. Then, once you establish a procedure or system to deal with the difficulties or the delays, then you can go ahead with your regular procedure. Then, list of all the problems, difficulties faced while conducting the house production must be prepared and should be part of record. It not only should be a part of record, it must be analyzed also on record. Next, there can be some difficulties in the process which are irreparable. There can be some design fault which we cannot understand, or any other difficulty. It must be recorded for amendments. This will enable to get a quick approval from management and the customer if needed. This particular irreparable difficulty also must be analyzed. For if we must do all these things, keeping our future developments in our mind. Next, after the successful production of the samples as per EPQP and in-house QA clearance, the procedure at customer end should start. Now, this should start ideally by communicating to the customer that the sample is ready and we want to either come with the sample or deliver the sample, whatever has been pre-decided. These customer events consist of, as I said earlier, sample approval as per drawing, then trial online and SOP for two pilot lots. Now, if anything is okay on drawing and difficult on trial, then the customer must clear that particular aspect. And if any designal or manufacturing process amendment is to be introduced, then it must be taken from the customer on record, and the timeline for the particular addition of the process must be recorded and added in the timeline. All these evidences of executing all the procedure must be recorded, as I said, and must be analyzed also. The complete analysis of the problems reported during development must be part of record. After conducting all these procedures, I am sure the product goes on the customer's assembly line or manufacturing line, and your two pilot lots are cleared by their quality department. So the at this particular juncture, your manufacturing or production procedure ends for this new part. The last stage of this particular development must be a PDCA sheet with all the analysis, how you planned it, how how you did it, how you checked it, and how you acted. All these actions must be recorded on a sheet. And this particular record must be kept as a Bhagavad Gita of your unit for all the near future new part developments. I'm sure with this procedure, if this procedure is rooted in the manufacturing system, can make wonders in optimization of plant assets. Experience for yourself. Thank you.